I had a chance to talk to Galen Brown, who is the creative director of 3004 Studios, located in Toronto in the U.S. as well, and kind of in fitting in with Black History Month. He's doing a film right now that is related by way of where it's being shot, and the film is called Amunyegu, In Times to Come. So Galen, tell us a little bit about your production company and where you're based.
My production company is called 3004 Studios. We're based out of Toronto. Very small, very new, and we work on anything from documentary films to corporate videos. We even branch out into graphic design and photography work as well.
Great. And you're promoting a new film that's in, I guess, pre-production right now?
Yes, it is. It's in fundraising as we speak. We're using Kickstarter to fund it. It's our first time to use Kickstarter, so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that film, and also tell us a little bit about how this film relates to Black History Month.
Sure, no problem. The film is called Amunyegu, which is a Garifuna word, which means in times to come. So that's kind of how it ties in with Black History Month, in that a lot of this film will be showcasing the Garifuna culture, which is a very interesting culture in Central America. Descendant from, obviously, West Africans, slaves that were brought over, a lot of which were marooned and kind of created their own little communities, developing their own languages and music and stuff like that. It's a very beautiful culture. But the film is about a small community in Belize called Plasencia, which is trying to have the government declare a local mangrove lagoon as a protected area, because in the last decade or so, more so in the last couple of years, unregulated development has really harmed the lagoon. People are just cutting down the mangroves, dredging the swamp, even dredging a lot of coral near Plasencia to make concrete for a lot of this development. And the people of Plasencia are in no way aware or have given permission to do this, if you will. So what they're trying to do is tell the government this, that this is happening without their consent, even though a lot of people are saying that it is. It's an inspiring documentary, because a lot of what I really want to do is create a film about environmental protection and social action that is not as dark and ominous and gloomy as a lot of the documentaries we see today. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I feel like a lot of the documentaries we see are just like, well, the problem is this big and, you know, it's going to be really hard to do anything about it, and if we don't, we're all doomed. Well, I feel like a lot of these kinds of stories are not what we need. And so with this story, I really want to kind of inspire other communities around the world who are facing similar situations, and to show them that it is possible. I mean, Plasencia, just in 2010, managed to fend off large cruise ship companies from creating villages in their town, where cruise ship passengers would, you know, disembark and spend a night or whatever and leave the next morning. And their argument was that it wasn't actually going to help them, contrary to all the people who were selling them that it was good for them. You know what I mean?
So you hope to offer some solutions within the film as well? Or?
Well, it's going to be basically talking to the locals. I mean, we're going to be talking to fishermen who have grown up there, who've lived there their whole life. We're going to be talking to some community leaders who have started nonprofits down there specifically for the protection of the lagoon and other environmental resources. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be just telling us how it is and how they're able to mobilize as a community. You know, I mean, Plasencia is only about 1,500 people, and I just think that they're showing true power of a community in such small numbers, and I think that's something that we can really learn from here in Canada and around the world.
That sounds like an interesting film and definitely a story that needs to be told or shared. Where can listeners find out more information about the film?
You can definitely go to Kickstarter. So just www.kickstarter.com and search Amunyegu. It's hard to spell, but it's Amunegu. And there's some little accents and funny inflections on the letters, but not to worry about that. If you just put in the letters, it'll find it. You can also search on Facebook an organization called Peninsula Citizens for Sustainable Development. They are helping us out a lot in terms of logistics and finding people to talk to and so on. And Kickstarter is a crowdfunding website, if you're not familiar. So basically, we're trying to get a lot of people to donate small amounts of money in order to raise the money for this film. And it's a very low budget film, and we might have to go after some other funding to subsidize the total budget.
All right, listeners can check out Amun Yegu at Kickstarter.com. And as well, I guess they'll find out information there about 3004 Studios.
Exactly, yeah. Right, there'll be links. There'll be links all over the place. So.
All right, good stuff. Appreciate you taking the time to be on the morning show with Big JD and Lippo.
Well, thank you so much, Big JD.
All right, Galen, take care.
Yeah, ciao.
All right, that was Galen Brown, creative director of 3004 Studios, who is doing the film Amun Yegu in times to come, which is related to Black History Month by way of where it's being filmed. And you can search for the film Amun Yegu on Kickstarter, where they're trying to raise money to shoot the film, which is currently in pre-production.